It's like being backstage in a theater, just before curtain. But there's no stage or curtain here. The performance takes place in the museum galleries.
Dollar and 50 cents. Small change, but it was all I had when I decided to start my very own school.
Taylor Marsh looks like a younger version of the woman in the portrait behind her, educator and civil rights leader Mary McLeod Bethune. Marsh is one of 10 students who participated in Portraits Alive at the National Portrait Gallery this summer. The program lasts for 6 weeks. Jerry Provost Lyons is in charge of it.
They choose a portrait, and they do research on these people that are in the portraits. And then they perform in costume a monologue which they have written.
Well, my name isn't Mary McLeod Bethune. Let me tell you a little bit about me.
Students spend the first 4 weeks preparing, then perfecting and rehearsing their monologues in front of each other.
The writing monologue was the hardest part.
Marsh was one of the few students who didn't pick an entertainer or movie star. Bethune, her subject, was born in 1875, a decade after the end of slavery. She became a White House advisor to President Franklin Delano Roosevelt.
It wasn't really the occupation I really thought of. It was more like just a person in general. She was a strong woman. She had a lot of things going for her and everything like that. And I wanted someone who was very headstrong. I was considered the Mexican-American Madonna and the queen of Tejano music.
Rashawn Alexander portrayed Latin music star Selena, who was murdered by a fan in 1995. She was 23 and an icon for young people.
I picked her because me and her have a lot of things in common. We both want to see kids do well in our community.
Sydney Hall chose Hollywood star Katharine Hepburn, who died in 2003.
A box office poison, but I was raised to speak my mind as a woman and as an actress.
I didn't know anything about Katharine Hepburn. I was just passing her portrait in the mezzanine, and I thought she looked like really angelic in it, and she just looked very cool.
Paul says the program has had an impact on her.
I don't spend a lot of time in museums, I guess. I'm D.C. born and raised. I've been to all the museums, but like now it's actually like I'm actually taking the time to like learn.
Jerry Provost Lyons says that's true of a lot of the students in the program.
They will take time to go to different museums and learn more and want to see more.
I was born Ethel Agnes Zimmerman.
And that, she says, is one of the goals of Portraits Alive. As for the students, in addition to developing skills, it doesn't hurt that they earn a paycheck, $7.25 an hour. Susan Rogue, VOA News, Washington.
Marilyn Monroe. Katharine Hepburn.